It's time for another story along the Mother Road.
Highway 99.
The Alaskan Way Tunnel.
Aurora Avenue.
It's the mother road of interstate transportation on the West Coast.
It's harder for seniors to stay in their homes in Seattle than in many parts of the country. Rising rents and property taxes can force them from their homes. A lot of seniors end up in large apartment buildings along the old Highway 99. So what happens when seniors have to leave their neighborhoods? KUOW's Josh McNichols went to find out.
Victoria Marshall was born in 1945, so she's full of stories. She can talk about the 4 years she was homeless, or her deep knowledge of animals, which she shares with people at the zoo. She used to live on Capitol Hill, but now she lives at the far northern edge of the city.
Seniors are being pushed away from daily life. So if somebody wants wisdom from old people, they're not going to get it. Because we're out here, all alone, isolated, away from the community.
Marshall described her neighborhood just off Aurora Avenue North as a kind of senior ghetto.
We have to make an extra effort on our parts to go be part of a community. And sometimes that's a problem. Because we're not always well, we don't always have money to travel or the time to do so. I don't know. Yeah. It just feels really isolated.
That isolation is a problem. That's why Shag, a developer of senior housing, hired Muhammad Igal. His job is helping seniors connect to a community wherever they're living.
You know, the more active you stay, the more engaged you stay, the more you enjoy in your life.
Shag's newest project is in Tukwila. It's right down the street from Foster High School, one of the most diverse high schools in the state. The school has a large immigrant population, and many struggle with their English as they struggle with their homework. Every day after school, many of those students pass by the senior housing.
They usually walk to the library to do their homework. So, and that's our building, actually, across the street.
All right, so like I can imagine a senior looking out their window, and then they see all the high school students come by.
Yes.
They're like, oh, it's time to go mentor somebody with their homework.
Yes, and mentoring is everything. You know, someone is sharing with you their lifetime of experience while you are 16 and 17.
Shag has always tried to connect its seniors with activities, but they're going further with this project in Tukwila. They've located right in the middle of a community that could use some more seniors with time on their hands. I went to a luncheon for future residents of the new senior apartments going up in Tukwila, and that's where I met Joyce Faber.
Where I did live, it was too much money.
But it wasn't only the money that brought her to this place.
I raised a grandchild, and when he left, I said, oh, now I'm all by myself.
Faber has a lifetime of experience she plans to make use of in Tukwila.
I taught school for a while, volunteer at the school. Anything that I can do to help the community.
That may work for Tukwila, but there's a cost to the city that loses its seniors. Victoria Marshall offered this story as an illustration.
You might have noticed I'm not wearing my dentures.
One day at the zoo, a kid looked at her and said,
no teeth. And I went, yeah, and that was the end of it. But kids don't get to see old, sick, toothless adults. The only toothless people they get to see are other kids. They don't know anything about what it's going to be like to be old. And that's part of what you need to learn when you're growing up.
So if all Seattle's seniors were to move away, Seattle's kids would be the ones who lose. In Tukwila, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.